Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris here. Welcome to my office. That's right. If your screen's big enough to see what's behind me, or right now, you may be, what do you call it? When you put your fingers like that on the screen, you zoom into it. This is actually my office. I know it looks like a swap meet or a third grade boys' room. I'm fine having an office that looks somewhat juvenile because everything here has got a story behind it. In fact, if you saw the rest of my office, you'd see I surround myself with things that just have stories behind it because that's what brings meaning to my life. I'm a story guy, if you haven't figured it out. And that's what this whole new series is all about. We want to give you the story behind the book of Acts. And it's not just about the book of Acts. We want to truly give you the story behind the church. What is the church? What is it you're a part of? And what makes it tick? That's the entire purpose of this. So I'm going to spend all week this week just digging into what we talked about this weekend and talking to you about the church and the Holy Spirit and the role you play. That's right. Sorry, you're a Hilken fan, you're a Larry fan, you're an Austin fan, you're a Kristen fan, you're a Tracy fan. You got me for a week, or just tune in next Monday. Promise it won't be me. Now, okay, can I just do this? It's just you, me, and Steven who's filming this. It's not Monday morning. I'm doing this on a Tuesday afternoon. I don't have the outline done for this coming weekend. I don't have the message done. You've already heard the message. Hopefully there was an outline. Hopefully it was a really dang good message. But I don't know what it is yet. But because of my schedule, I have to film this now on a Tuesday. Everything else we'll start filming on Tuesday on. So I'm a week out. So I'm not quite sure what I covered. But here's what I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to you about this weekend. This. I'm going to talk to you, all the white here is a Mediterranean Sea. I'm going to talk to you about what happened in Jerusalem, what we did for 56 weeks looking at the life of Jesus and how it spread all across the Roman Empire, how over 30 years covered in the book of Acts, 10,000 miles of foot traffic and boat traffic, how the life of Jesus and the story of Jesus impacted the Roman Empire, would impact an emperor, would impact us today. And now we go to church. Because it all started then. This was God's plan. And you and I play this amazing role in it. And it's all going to come down to one thing. What role does this Holy Spirit play in our life? I joked about it this weekend. I always call it an it, the Holy Spirit. But it's a who. It's the life of Christ in us. What role does it play? Let me take you back to a verse we cover in Acts chapter 1. I'm just going to encourage you with this, leave you with this. And then for the next 4 days, we're going to build on it. The book of Acts starts with a standard greeting, talking about here's the life of Jesus. Here's what he did. Now, hold on. Acts chapter 1, verse 7. Jesus says, "It is not for you to know the time or the dates the Father has given, the Father has set by his own authority." Look, when the kingdom of God, when God returns, it's not for us to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Do you get that? You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, and you will be my witnesses from that point on. Again, I hit it, but this week's going to be one of those things where we're going to say multiple times what we covered a little bit on the weekend message. Because if we're talking about the Holy Spirit and the most important thing in our life once we become a Christian, we need to hear these things more than once. So Jesus tells 11 disciples who have spent 3 years with him. Can you just catch that? Everything we covered in our last series, 56 weeks in the book of Mark, they walked it. If you add everything we covered in 56 weeks, it probably makes up about 2 months of Jesus' ministry. Just about 2 months, if you look at how many days it actually covers. For 3 years, these guys walked and saw miracle after miracle, heard teaching after teaching. They're discipled by Jesus Christ himself. They don't get summers off. It's a 3-year program. No holidays off. No one was celebrating Christmas and Easter at that time, yeah? And yet, after it's all said and done, 3 years of a small, intimate class with Jesus, he tells them, you can't do anything. You're not ready for anything. You wait until you get the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot become the Christian that we are called to become if it's about your knowledge, your understanding, your gifts, and your best effort. You can be handpicked and trained by Jesus Christ himself, and you cannot live the Christian life, let alone be a witness to it, until you get the power of the Holy Spirit. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, this week, we're going to look at what does it look like to have the power of the Holy Spirit? What does it look like not to live the Christian life, to have Christ in us so that life can be lived through us? I hope you join us.